Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, we touched on it a little bit in our first segment. We were talking about renewals and kind of as they come up. And you do get a fair amount of renewals that come up in the fall. More and more people refinancing on renewal?
Absolutely. There's so many of my borrowers refinancing, and a lot of times we have this conversation and they say, well, we took out this mortgage not to borrow more money on the house, Kerry. We took out this mortgage so that we could pay it off. I understand that. I've bought a house to pay it off as well. But my conversation goes back to, if we can get 2.5% on a mortgage and you're paying 18% on a credit card, the most money-saving tip I can give you is, if we have equity, let's put that money in the mortgage and reduce the interest rate from 18 to 2.5% and then make some lump sum payments on the mortgage.
So pay off the credit card. That's gone. You're not just spending hundreds and hundreds or perhaps even thousands of dollars a month just to maintain the interest payment. You're actually getting it done, taking care of it. And then it's a lower payment at 2.5%.
Right. And sometimes I say, take that credit card, put it in a Rubbermaid container, fill the Rubbermaid container up with water and put it in the freezer. You've paid that off. And what we're going to do now is, if you can take what you've been making on those credit card payments and make them as lump sum payments on your mortgage, you are going to pay that off. Yes, we've taken 25 or whatever number of years we need on mortgage, you're going to pay that off so much sooner. The other spectrum, sometimes I find borrowers are saying, you know what, I'm just tapped out. Things are just getting maxed out. I'm getting bills in the mail. I'm staying afloat, but we're just staying afloat, or I'm just tired of staying afloat. This is the time to roll it back into the mortgage. You can take a value of a house, 80% of that we can refinance into a mortgage, and then we can set a new payment. And this is my tailoring that we do with every borrower that I work with, is I say, okay, so what are we trying to do? How much do you want these payments? How long of a period of time? Sometimes it's just a matter of, let's just get the basis set. Tell me what my minimum payment is, and then let me go to town on those extra payments. One of the common questions, Dave, from my borrowers is, how much extra can I pay? Mm-hmm. And when can I pay it? All of my lenders will allow between 15 and 20% extra lump sum payments throughout the anniversary year. That means if your renewal date is October 1, between October 1 and October 1, you can do 15% of whatever that original mortgage amount is.
So over the course of that year.
Right. You have to be careful, because there's a lot of banks that will only allow a lump sum payment on your anniversary date. That means is October 1 is your anniversary date. You have an opportunity on that day to make a lump sum payment. If not, you wait for next October 1.
Okay.
A lot of times that doesn't work. What if we get an income tax refund in the spring, or we end up getting some back pay or some overtime or something throughout the year, mm-hmm. and you want to make a lump sum on your mortgage, you can't. And a lot of times it's really hard to save that chunk of money till your next.
Yeah, just kind of sitting there in the account looking at you every time you check the statement.
Right. And if you have a wife, she probably finds a million things that she thinks she wants to spend it on.
But the husband has some toys he's looking
at. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that can happen with that. So those are some of the things that we look at when we do a refinance. A refinance can save you. Will save you tons of money. And people say, well, how much can you save me? Well, let me work the numbers. Mm-hmm. I need to know how much your interest rate is, what your rate is on your mortgage, and what your goals are. Do you want to pay it off in 10 years? Or do you want me to just extend it to 30 so that you have some breathing room? What I want you to do is, if you have a mortgage coming up this fall, say October, November, December, January, you are thinking, hey, this is a time that we should be looking at combining these. If you're paying more than 2.5% on credit card, lines of credit, those type of things, and you have more than $15,000 owing, give me a call now. I can hold a rate. We can set together a package, and it's a ceiling rate, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your mortgage comes up for renewal, we can refinance it right at that time, combine it all together. And that saves you a penalty to do it right on renewal. I say this is your kick at the cat to get it done. Mm-hmm. Rather than you say, oh, 6 months from now, darn, now we need to buy, you know, this, and we're running on a line of credit. Let's get it all done together. And I can do that. It's fairly simple. I do that online. via carriecardinal.com on a refinance application. I'd be more than happy to sit down and work the numbers with you personally and find out what exactly is going to work best for you. And again, there's no fees for my services. There's a refinance fee that we have to pay through lawyers, which is way less than you're ever going to pay in credit card interest.
So get it up, clean it up, get it done.
Let's do it now.
Well, you know, the website, carriecardinal.com, too. I know you've got one of the special little widget feature thingies on there. This thing's been monster. It's the Mortgage Renewal Notifier.
Right. Visit my website at carriecardinal.com. People say my mortgage is coming up for renewal in, you know, later in 2016, 2017, 18, 2019. Can you remind me? Because I get so busy with everything else. I would love to remind you. I'd love to remind you that we can save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage renewal. This is how you do it. Visit carriecardinal.com, click on the mortgage renewal notifier. What you do is you type in your email address, your mortgage, your rate, and when it's coming up for renewal. What I'm going to do is I'm going to contact you 4 months out of the renewal date and say, hey, Dave, it's renewal time. How about we sit down and talk about what your plans are for your mortgage and your life for the next couple of years and put together a plan that's going to work for you. And then we have a ceiling rate. And when your mortgage is up for renewal, you're making sure that you're saving yourself the most amount of money on that next term.
But, you know, and you know that renewal date, too, it's one of those big things that ends up getting lost in the shuffle. You know, it's not something that's kind of top of mind. It's, I mean, you know, for me, it's, we're going to your mom's place for dinner? I forgot about that. I thought that was next. Yeah. I can't even remember that.
Or even like Christmas. It's Christmas again? It was just Christmas, right? Oh, I got lots of time for Christmas. I got lots of time. And then you're shopping, you know, 2 days before Christmas, trying to jam it in. Same thing with your mortgage. That term goes so fast. And they say, and I'm starting to learn this, Dave, as you get older, the time starts rolling a little bit faster.
Time compression.
So true. And I'm seeing my borrowers 5 years, you know, I can't believe it. Your mortgage is already up for renewal. That's what happens. So use that mortgage renewal notifier. It's going to save you a bunch of money.
The other thing, too, I wanted to touch on just before we wrap up, too, is the grad retention program. This was something that was announced by the province, right?
Right. The grad retention program is still in effect. I've heard lots of buzz about it in the last few months, and the buzz has kind of silenced a little bit. But when you buy a house, whether it's your first house or your 10th house, you're going to need a down payment. Usually it's the hardest when you buy that first house because you have no equity. You're not selling a place. When you buy a place, you're going to need 5% down payment. If you qualify for that grad retention program, it's a beauty because you're able to get a an interest-free loan from the government for your down payment. I have uploaded on my blog the forms to how to apply and some information on the grad retention program. It's a beauty. So if you can use it, I say take advantage of it. And there's lots of information on my website under my blog regarding the grad retention program.
Again, the website is a great resource. It's a great first start. CarrieCardinal.com is the website. Again, the mortgage renewal notifier is there. Information on the blog and the grad retention program. You can get started on your online applications. It's a great first stop. Carrie, great having you in again. Great time with you.
Thanks, Dave.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal. We'll catch you next time around with more ways to save you a whack of cash on the biggest investment of your life.